Libra sun signs and Libra rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for May 2019. And Libra, in the month of April, you were moving through the star. You were learning how to come home to yourself in stillness. You were learning how to almost scoop yourself out and press that kind of pause button on this frantic unfolding of things and people and projects, and really come into relationship with a kind of healing for yourself, a kind of balm for your own soul. And the card that's coming through for you for May is the Page of Swords. And the pages all return us to freshness. It's almost like out of this journey of the star, you've come back to your own door and you're meeting a part of yourself that you may feel like you'd lost. And this is in the realm of mental processing and storylines and how you perceive the world. Arguably, you are the sign that really is able to look upon things with clarity. You're able to cut through static, cut through noise, and really get to the essence of what's in front of you. And sometimes this can cause some hard edges, some almost feeling of being blinded by the light, a kind of too much seeing or too much clarity, or really kind of seeing all of the contours of what's here and then immediately inserting yourself into your life and trying to shape and change and force an ideal outcome or force the kind of reality check that you're taking to almost start to immediately kind of mess with it and create something else out of it. And the Page of Swords is coming through to invite you to, not that you need to kind of soften what you're seeing, but that there can be a seeing of it, and that there can also be a curiosity about what's underneath and beside and around it. So if something's presenting itself to your into your life and you think that you know what it means, there's just an invitation in May to know that there is so much that you don't know, and to really let that be a source of invigoration and excitement about the potentials of your life. There's also a really profound invitation with this card of speaking something that just feels like the most exciting thing to say. Whatever's on the tip of your tongue, there's something right now that is on the tip of the spirit of your spiritual tongue, basically, that is about to kind of bust out into bloom. And if there's any kind of holding back around that, know that you can also process it out loud. And this is a really profound invitation about course correction for you too. Because sometimes you feel like you have to make an action or choose a path, and then you're fully kind of signed on for that. That kind of process of choice that sometimes your sign struggles with is about this notion of grieving. Well, if I choose this, then I can't have this. And this is a really prismatic month for you, where you can just sort of go down a certain path and mess around with it, and also know that you're not cutting yourself off from all of the other possibilities. That your ability to kind of choose and start down a certain way or bring something up and out is not going to preclude you from also being able to experiment at a later date with the kind of unchosen, quote unquote, paths. So, a really profound month for being curious, for bringing yourself alive to all the possible storylines in your existence. And I'm wishing you an expansive month of May, and I will speak with you in June.